zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the council in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is conditional use number 1971, filed on behalf of Greg N. Johnson. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This application is to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a countertop manufacturing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.145 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 64, also known as Whitesville Road, 500 feet east of U.S. Route 13, also known as Sussex Highway, and being more specifically identified as Tax Map ID District 532, Map 6, Parcel 87.02. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on October 24th of 2013. For the benefit of council, a exhibit booklet has been provided to each council member that are present today. That exhibit booklet was also submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the October 24th meeting, and it included a survey site plan, a copy of the application form, a copy of the survey, aerial photographs of the property, a copy of the tax map of the area depicting the parcels and zoning in the area, a copy of DLDOT comments, a copy of the deed to the property, a description of the activities on the site from Warren Reed of Solid Image Incorporated, suggested proposed findings of fact, and suggested proposed conditions of approval. The commission received and were provided with general comments from DLDOT. Those comments were received on July 23rd of 2013. More specifically, the access will be limited to Whitesville Road. There will not be any direct access to Route 13, and that access from Whitesville Road is via an easement. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Those comments were received on October 22nd of 2013, And in general, those comments provided that this site is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service. During the public hearing, Greg Johnson was present with Mike Smith, attorney of the Smith Firm LLC, and Warren Reed of Solid Image Incorporated, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1971 for Greg N. Johnson for a countertop manufacturing business based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is on a site that was previously used as a shrimp farm. This is a redevelopment of that commercial shrimp facility. Two, the use will be within the existing buildings on the site. Three, the location near the intersection of U.S. Route 13 and Whitesville Road is appropriate for this use. The property has frontage on U.S. Route 13, but vehicle access is via Whitesville Road. Four, the use will have no adverse impact on traffic, neighboring properties, or the community. In addition, all countertop fabrication will occur inside, and there will not be any excessive noise generated from the use. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be for the fabrication of countertops. No retail sales shall occur on site. B, the hours of operation shall be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. C, delivery shall occur only during hours of operation. D, there shall not be any formal displays of countertops on the site. There shall not be any outside storage of countertops within 200 feet of U.S. Route 13. E, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. A little misspelling, sorry. F, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. G, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. H, all parking areas shall comply with the zoning code, and the parking areas and material storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. And actually, there is an I. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0. I have received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since the 24th of October.
Okay, any questions from council?
I have a question. Interpreting this, do you see a possibility of lots and lots of storage that would somehow, be an eyesore? What kind of, in these conditions, do we have some sort of control over how much and where? Do you feel that?
Only in number D, basically says there shall be any outside storage of countertops in 200 foot of U.S. Route 13. It would be for display purposes, and if it's within 200 feet of 13, there's really wouldn't be display because people riding down 13 wouldn't be able to see it other than they would see some slabs of the product. And I think I'd leave that question up to the applicant when he does his presentation. They might be able to respond.
Wondering, I want to interpret what the commission said about that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon to all the council members. Mike Smith here with the Smith Firm. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Mr. Greg Johnson, and with us as well is Mr. Warren Reed. Warren Reed is the owner of Solid Image, Inc., the proposed occupant of this particular property. As Mr. Lank referenced, the property that we're looking at here is in an AR1 district. It's located very near the intersection of Route 13 and Whitesville Road. The former use of this particular property was as a shrimp farm, which was a permitted use under an AR1 district, and we're looking to have it as a countertop fabrication business at this point. This is not a location that will be used for any retail sales. Solid Image, Inc. has another location that's located on Route 13 that they conduct all of their retail sales from. This is purely a fabrication and a storage location for that operation. Having gone through the background, I think it would be most helpful if Mr. Reed would answer some questions about the business that may elucidate some of the questions that have been asked already about storage and things like that. Mm-hmm. Mr. Reed, if you could come up with me. Mr. Reed, if you could please tell the council a little bit more about Solid Image and where your retail location is and where this facility will fit into the mix of what you have going on.
Well, we're about a mile and a half north on 13.
You have to give your name first.
Oh, my name is Warren Reed, under Solid Image Incorporated. We're a mile and a half north on 13. On the west side of the highway is where our retail location is, where all our retail business is conducted. As far as the question about countertops or stuff outside, mm-hmm. We use all our cutoffs from the granite, either to sell as remnants for smaller pieces or we recycle what's left. So we don't leave any excess material outside. That would be unsightly.
And Mr. Reed, if you could just elucidate a little bit about what countertop fabrication means, what type of noise levels there are, what type of equipment is used, what this particular location will actually be used.
We use machinery, either used a CNC machine that you can't really, no noise outside beside what's in the shop. It's not so loud that you have to wear ear protection. Nothing's that loud. The granite's cut with water and salt, so there's not a bunch of noise from that standpoint.
And the storage of the stones outside, there was some conversation or some discussion in planning and zoning about the location of those stones being stored. Could you allow some more information on that or give us some more information on that?
We have a concrete slab that is south on the south side of that building, if you can see the plan, that we stack the slabs on metal A-frames, and they're anywhere from like 6 foot to 10 foot wide, and that's, we keep our inventory outside.
And as far as the number of employees that will be working from this particular location?
11, about 11.
Okay. And your normal hours of operation again?
Typically, you know, yeah, 6 to 6 would be more than enough. Sometimes we come in at 6. Most time it's 7 to about 4:30.
Okay. Again, there's no retail sales that occur at this particular location?
No.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Smith, could you have your client sign on the sheet? There's a list on the, or place to sign on the podium, I believe. And would you also give us your address for the record?
The address is the property address?
Your address.
32852 Sussex Highway, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Thank you.
Your retail location is where Merle and Eagle's garage was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
While he's signing that, one additional thing is on the particular property, you'll see on the plans that were included in the exhibit books, there are two buildings that are located there. The westernmost building is slightly smaller than the eastern building. The western one is the one that's being used primarily for the fabrication business. The building located further to the east is intended to be a storage building. The westernmost building is it's shown on there. It's over 430 feet from Route 13. So by limiting storage of any stone 200 feet, there is not a lot right in that location as far as improvements along the highway, but I don't think that anybody would really noticeably see stones stacked up 200 feet back from that particular road. There are some other commercial uses in that particular area, hail trailers and some other ones along the other side of 13, so it's believed to be appropriate in that area.
So it's been in operation. There haven't been in operation for some time, if I understand.
Yes, I believe it's, and Warren can correct me on this, October of 2012, is that what we had indicated before? Yes, yes, ma'am, October.
You haven't had any complaints?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Again, the use and the traffic in and out is relatively minimal, and the noise levels, as I understand it, cannot be heard over the traffic going down 13, so it's really not noticeable at that point. There is a farm field around that, so there's not a lot of homes that are located right in that immediate vicinity.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Was there ever consideration of just asking for a change of zone since this is right on Route 13?
There was. At this particular juncture, we had felt that this was a more prudent application to make. We felt it best with access being from an easement off of Whitesville Road. This does not have direct access to 13, nor is it our intention to seek that in the immediate future.
Who will be responsible for the maintenance of the driveway that crosses the easement?
It's a rather large recorded easement there.
51 feet?
Yeah, it's only a small fraction of that that's actually being used, but I believe at present Solid Image or Mr. Johnson are maintaining that easement as far as what's required by the deed restrictions. I'd have to look back into that. I'm not clear what they say, but these gentlemen are presently maintaining that.
Okay.
Do you have any other witnesses that you would like to testify at this point?
No, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire, close the record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with the rest of the council. Close public comment.
Yeah.
Moore, read the short title, please.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a countertop manufacturing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 8.145 acres, more or less. It's land lying south of Route 64, Whitesville Road, 500 feet east of U.S. Route 113, Sussex Highway, tax map ID 5-32-6-8702. With conditions A through I, as Mr. Lank read into the record contained on page 3 of the council packet.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
For conditional use, 1971.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
With the conditions.
With the condition, yes.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and happy to see it. That there will be employees, extra employees, and this is residential manufacturing. I think it's a very good thing to do. I like the conditions that the Planning and Zoning Commission put in there and their reasons for approval. Yes.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's in the Route 13 corridor area, and which is primarily commercial area, or leads one to believe it should be. And because it's got access on the Whitesville Road, it will not interact and interfere with the Route 13 over DelDOT's, what do they call it?
Limited access
plan that they have for that roadway. So, but yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation from planning and zoning, and in light that it is on Route 13, which is considered a commercial corridor, in my opinion, I'll vote yes.
Also, I agree with planning and zoning's conditions. Certainly, it's a good use of a building not being used before. I guess it's been vacant for a while now. The swim floor has been gone. So I certainly, with the conditions, I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Next is the application of Harry E. Miller, conditional use number 1972. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2 acres more or less, lying south of Arm Branch Road, also known as Road 331, 150 feet east of Thurgood's Road, being Road 233. And being identified on the tax rolls, the tax map ID, District 233, Map 5, Parcel 189.05. For the benefit of the council, I've passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. The commission held public hearing again on October 24th, 2013. The applicant did submit the site plan survey with his application. We heard comments from DelDOT in the form of a support facility report. And they referenced that the existing level of service B of Arm Branch Road will not change as a result of this application. We heard comments from the County Engineering Utility Planning Division. Those comments were dated October 21st of 2013. And they referenced that the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and therefore a concept plan is not required. In the process of the public hearing, I read the conditions of use proposed by the applicant on the survey site plan. They included references to, one, business hours are to be from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Two, that there will be no employees other than the owner. Three, proposed sign to be a one-sided, non-illuminated lettered sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side, and that's on the side of the building. And four, all work on vehicles is to be done inside the building to minimize the noise and or disturbance of adjacent property owners. Harry E. Miller was present and gave testimony during the public hearing. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1972 for Harry E. Miller for an auto repair shop based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is currently the residence of the applicant. Based upon the testimony of the applicant, the use will be a family-run business and the size and scope of the auto repair business will be very consistent with that of a home occupation. Two, the applicant will be required to comply with all waste disposal regulations and requirements associated with oils, lubricants, etc., associated with the use. Three, the use will not have any adverse impact on traffic or area roadways. Four, the use with the conditions and stipulations placed on it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Five, the use as a auto repair facility is of a public or semi-public character and promotes the convenience of providing an auto repair service to Sussex County residents. Six, the applicant has stated that all repair work will be performed within the building located on the site. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to an automobile repair facility. There shall not be any boat repairs or large truck repairs permitted on the site. B, no towing operations shall occur from the site. C, no junked, permanently inoperable, or unregistered vehicles shall be stored on the site. D, no more than four vehicles awaiting repair shall be stored outside on the site at any one time other than the owner's personal vehicles. E, all repairs shall occur within the building. F, the applicant shall comply with all state and federal requirements regarding the storage, use, and disposal of all fluids associated with the use. G, one unlighted sign shall be permitted and not to exceed 32 square feet and to be located on the side of the building per the applicant's request. H, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I, all dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring roadways or properties. All scrapped automobile parts shall also be stored in containers or behind screening fences so that they cannot be viewed from neighboring properties or roadways. J, the final site plan shall show the location of all parking areas, dumpster areas, outside containers, and screening required by this approval. K, no used car sales or retail operations shall be conducted from the site. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Again, I've received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since October 24th.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Miller, would like to come forward and present your application, please.
I'd like to run an auto repair shop out of my shop right there. And it won't be a big operation. It's just something I'd like to do as I move into my retirement. Always worked on cars, and I don't wish to have any impact on the neighbors. I don't believe that I will. And I will comply with all the conditions and stipulations that were recommended.
Questions, okay. Council?
No. Kind of wondering, have you had any problems with any complaints from the neighbors at all?
No. I've spoken to all of them. I have no intention of fighting with any of my neighbors. I'll be highly shocked if anybody. I haven't heard anything negative about it.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Any opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and with council's approval, close the public record.
Please do.
Yes.
We'll close public record, close public comment, and ask you to read a short title.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.20 acres more or less, land lying south of Iron Branch Road, Road 331, 150 feet east of Thoroughgoods Road, Road 333, tax map ID 2-33-5-189.05, with conditions A through L as contained on pages 5 and 6 of council packet, and is read into the record by Mr. Lank.
Motion from council.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, George.
No, I was going to say, I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the did you have a question?
I'm just going to second it, George.
Okay. With the conditions.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the ordinance as presented with the conditions as listed. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and I vote yes, because I approve what the commission did, the work they did on it, the conditions, and their reasons.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It doesn't appear to will have any adverse impact on the neighboring community. No retail sales and other things like that, so I think it'll be an operation that will hardly impact anybody negatively. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes, based on the record and recommendation from planning and zoning, the fact that this gentleman is hard work in Sussex County, and I'm sure he'll do a good job.
I also agree with the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the conditions they placed on it. Certainly, a single employee at your home shouldn't be a big impact on anybody else, I wouldn't think. So I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next application is of Robert and Julie Norwood, change of zone, number 1737.
Yes, thank you. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,205 square feet more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Route 24 and Retz Lane, which is a private road, and being 280 feet southwest of Road 284, also known as Marbury Knoll Road, and being identified on the county tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, and being parcels 25 and 26. This application was also reviewed during public hearing on October 24th, 2013. During the public hearing process, we did hear comments from DLDOT. Those comments related that the existing level of service E of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, will not change as a result of this application.
B? Did you say B? Like
E.
Bad?
E.
E. E. Oh, okay. Okay. E. Okay. Thank you.
And that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments. Those comments were dated October 21st of 2013. And they advised that the site is located in the Gosling Creek planning area, that an on-site septic system could be proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, and when the county provides sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory. Robert Norwood was present on behalf of his application and gave testimony. Mr. Norwood also submitted 16 photographs of area businesses and commercial uses in the general area, and I will pass those down so you can review. I only have one copy.
All together there. Okay.
There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and there was a motion to defer action for further consideration, and that motion did carry 4-0. On November 14th of 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone 1737 for Robert and Julie Norwood, seeking a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. and being Mr. Johnson, he does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. All the adjacent properties on the same side of Route 24 are zoned AR1. The only uses are active farmland and single-family homes. Two, while there is some B1 zoned land across Route 24 from the site, that is not a basis for the rezoning of this property to CR1, which permits more intensive uses than B1. And three, the applicant has stated that his deed and or restrictive covenants permit the property to be used for commercial purposes. However, that does not dictate the county to change the zoning for the property to accommodate commercial enterprises. For rezoning the small parcel of land to CR1 is an otherwise residential, in an otherwise residential and agricultural area, where no other CR1 zoning exists, would be an improper example of spot zoning. Five, the rezoning to CR1 with all the potential permitted uses in that zoning district could have an adverse impact on the residential properties to the rear of the site along Rhett's Lane. And six, Mr. Johnson does not believe that the applicant has made an adequate record in support of the rezoning request. And thereby, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And again, I've received no additional comment from any agency or individual to date since October 24th on this application.
Are there any questions from council? If not, is Robert and Julie Norwood please come forward and make your presentation?
Robert, I guess. Hi, my name is Robert Norwood. I currently own East Coast Window Cleaning. We've been in business for over 13 years in the community. It's a good family-owned business. We've really outgrown. We've gone from one truck to three trucks, so it's been kind of hard to maintain that business out of my current residence because we just don't have room in the driveway for the trucks. So we're trying to grow. We employ 4 to 5 people. At the height of our business this summer, we employed eight employees, and we're just trying to, you know, grow our business the best way we can, and trying to help the community. I think we're definitely an asset, and we've done a lot of fix up on this property since we've acquired it, because it was definitely an eyesore. There was so many trees piled up in front of the house you couldn't even notice that it was even there, and now you can. It's been painted. I went around, took a walk around to all my neighbors that were in that area that lived behind, which is Country Village, and I spoke to each and every one of them, and every one of them were in, you know, approval of what we're doing. They said there was no problems whatsoever, so they were happy to have us there because we're definitely, you know, adding to the appearance of the property. The one thing I heard at the hearing was the big concern was brought up that if you want to make it commercial, we're worried about what's going to happen after you or what you'd want to do with it. That I couldn't answer because I don't know. I can't read into the future, but the bottom line is the only thing we're trying to do is run a business there. I got to have a place to run my business. I got to have a place to feed my family. And, you know, we're not going to do anything at that property that's going to bring property value down. We're not going to do anything to disturb neighbors. We're trying to, you know, just add value and you know, provide some jobs to the community. We provide a great service. Like I said, we've been in business for over 13 years. We do most of the, you know, the communities, Henlopen and Acres, Kings Creek, just to name a few. And we work anywhere from Ocean City, you know, right on up to Dover. So that's all I have. If anyone has a question for me, I'm open.
Cole? Yeah, I got a question. I see you suggested here that your attorney, mm-hmm. they can get you in trouble now, attorneys.
I can see that.
I'm speculating, though, that planning and zoning probably had some concern. The CR1 zoning, which is our most highly sophisticated or whatever, right. Commercial district, is usually designed for larger parcels, and I think that they were concerned about this. We have neighborhood business, which is B1.
Okay.
And we have even what you heard before, conditional uses, which you can actually Del Dot and the agencies really just back away and don't give you much of a headache when you go those routes. So are you, how stuck on the CR1 district are you? Or can we blame it on your attorney?
I'm not at all. I just
want to get in business.
Right. He said go for the biggest thing, because it really doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I mean, I need to operate my business, and you know, I'm at you guys' mercy, so it's not something I'm just strictly stuck
on. I'm very familiar, as Mrs. Deaver is, with that stretch of roadway, and you are entirely correct. There is a multitude of commercial activities of various sizes, shapes, and forms.
Right.
But I can understand the concern of planning and zoning. They usually do a pretty good job and are pretty good at nailing some of these issues. So
right.
Just for the rest of the council, you're stating that B1 or conditional use.
As I said,
now, our question would be to our attorney. In the past, Everett, we have actually can't go higher, but we can go in a lesser thing. I know we could probably comfortably do a B1, and a conditional use would be up to you. Would we have that option of doing a conditional use? If that would be the case, we would probably defer and try to put some conditions together. So,
well, have we heard any testimony?
But I'm just saying, is there some options there that we could have? Well, that's my question.
Frankly, I have not had that kind of case come up since I've been attorney,
right. That's it, right.
Where you've gone from a commercial down to a B1, mm-hmm. or conditional use. So frankly, I would want to look back on how it was done before.
Okay,
if it were done, I would want to consult with Mr. Lank as well.
That's a good answer.
But that would be something we could take a look at if you decided not to. If you wanted to not act on it today after hearing all
gotcha.
The testimony.
Okay. Thank you.
Ask Mr. Lane, what would you say to that question?
There have been a couple occasions over a lot of years that a rezoning has been reduced from an application for AR, in this example, CR1, it was reduced to B1. There's a couple. There was one instance I remember years ago where there was a change from change of zone to a conditional use. I don't know that that was proper previous council, so I'm not picking on anybody here. But there was an incident where that was done once, and I think that was found later on that was probably an incorrect process.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can change from a commercial rezoning down to a conditional use because it's a totally different type of application.
Without re-advertising,
going back through public hearings again.
Yeah,
but you could go down to a B1.
That's been done, but it's only been done a couple of times.
I'd really have to think
about which ones they were.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm really not sure if that would hold up in court.
I don't know. But I'm saying it did happen a couple of times. But again, we're talking about zoning started under this ordinance in 71.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 42 years.
It's time of the. Time is not of the essence with you at this time. I mean, a week or two doesn't matter.
No, right. I mean, that's not a big deal. It's of the essence because I want to be able to operate my business on that property,
right.
and do it legally,
right.
you know, and not and not
I'm
have to worry about.
I'm talking a week
it.
Or 2 weeks is just my
no,
question
I mean,
to you.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Are you operating now?
We're operating, but we actually have still have our home business at the house, but we park our trucks there on the property, so. Because we just don't have room in our driveway.
Well, keep in mind that it's a policy here that as long as you're working toward the proper zoning,
uh-huh.
you're not going to be violated.
Okay.
That you're doing everything in your best effort to come into compliance. So you can continue to operate from there if you'd like without any concern of violating the law.
Okay.
I would suggest that we give this a week while Mr. Moore and maybe Mr. Lank confer and research.
Is there testimony coming?
Yes,
obviously, we've got to have a public hearing.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Might want to just quick then for
are
now.
Are you going to vote now?
No, we can't. No, we can't. No. We're getting jumping to go.
Making comments is all.
Yeah.
Making comments.
We keep jumping
this,
to go.
This was part of the questions that council had of applicant.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing, I didn't realize it was such really a big deal from going from commercial, but I've heard it from you guys. I heard it the night before, and I kind of realized after I left that we probably should have just went conditional use or whatever it is that we need to do to continue to operate our business, because what we do is go to, we take our business to you.
Right.
So we don't have anybody other than the employees' vehicles that would be actually right. parked there. So there's not a whole lot of activity. Right. Nothing really changes. And, you know, the neighbors realize that, and it really looks just like a residential. We're right. We haven't changed anything except for painting the house and clearing trees up.
If the customer could bring the windows to you, it'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
That's up for you.
That's great. I hope so.
Are there any other questions from council?
No.
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? And come
Make sure
forward.
You sign up here. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Ma'am, if you'll give us your full name and address and then sign in as well.
Martha Eisenhower, 34394 Retz Lane, Lewis, Delaware. I did attend the planning and zoning remotely by computer. Like I said, I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Take your time.
And I shouldn't be nervous, but so I did watch the hearing and listen to it, and I absolutely agree with the recommendation for denial. I agree that the CR1 is not appropriate. But I also need to question Mr. Norwood. I live on Retz Lane. I live at the end of the street. I think what he's done is, I mean, I understand the fact that he wants to have a business. I'm not opposed to the business itself if he gets another zoning. I am concerned with the fact that he said he spoke to the neighbors. He did not speak to us. I thought he only spoke to one neighbor, but I'm just saying he did not ask us our opinion. As far as what he calls improving the property, cutting down all the trees, that's his definition of improving. He has painted the buildings. It's still in semi-repair. It's not really been finished as far as I'm concerned. And my only other issue is with the traffic. I've had issues with his employees, as they turn that corner, it's a bad spot coming out onto Route 24. There are trees blocking it, and they need to be more careful and considerate as they exit and enter Retz Lane. But I'm not opposed to if he wants to pursue a lesser thing, and if he wants to come and talk to me, that's fine. But he has not done that before, and I agree with the recommendation for denial. Absolutely, for all the reasons that were stated. Mm-hmm. Thank you
for coming.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, the public hearing can be closed.
I think Mr. Cole has a question.
I do have a question. The issue of the private road, when we if we approve a lesser use here, and the applicant has to go to DelDOT, right, Lawrence?
That's correct.
Then they'll have to get an entrance permit. Does DelDOT have the ability to approve the use of a private road for a commercial activity?
DelDOT had to approve that right away years ago for the purpose of an entrance to serve those individual lots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would have to assume that they still have jurisdiction over the improvements to that entrance.
They do.
So they may require additional improvements to the entrance itself.
So Mr. Norwood would have to improve the entrance if he was going to use Retz Road. Could he also apply to get his own entrance from off of 24?
He could make an apply, effort. But his access, as it's shown, will be he already exists, and he would probably be limited to that entrance
right.
off of Retz Lane.
Okay, that's
he would share it with the neighbors.
DelDOT wouldn't want to create another entrance.
I wouldn't think they would. Yeah. My question then, Everett, is if we defer on this, could you look into the issue? Is there any, you know, about maybe a private road and the use of a private road for commercial activity?
Yes, my recollection is that probably in the last year and a half, we have had to research that exact issue, and I'll pull that research.
That would be helpful.
And so we could address that.
Right.
So one thing that did come up in the public hearing process, which was a question, and that's why we deferred action on the 24th, was that the deed to Mr. Norwood's property, the previous deed, where we went back and pulled the first deed of the parcel, there was a question raised about, in his presentation, that there was, his lot was approved for commercial use by the deed restrictions. And I'll just read this one little paragraph. Number one condition of the deed restrictions attached to the original deed was that the above land shall be used for residential purposes only, with the exception of lots 13 and 14, as shown on the said plot fronting on Route 24. That's these two lots.
Okay.
And lots 13 and 14, as shown on said plot fronting on Route 24, may be used for commercial purposes if desired. Doesn't say zoning, because it wasn't zoning back then.
Right.
That deed,
right.
That deed went back to, well, February 69, and that was originally from Mr. Retz to James and Dorothy Truitt, which would be senior, not James that we currently deal with on occasion today.
And the neighbors would have similar, would have copies of that?
All the other, yes, they should all have a copy. I just put that in because it's in the record already.
Right.
Any more questions from council?
No.
Okay, if not, at this point, we close the public hearing on this matter and the public record except on the specific issues requested, which was concerning DelDOT's jurisdiction on the right-of-way issue that Mr. Cole addressed, and also as to whether or not the council has the ability to drop down zoning to a B1 instead of a CR1.
Okay. And or the conditional use, we referenced that we had done that in the past.
Yes.
It's probably not advised, but could you also include your,
yes,
give us an opinion on what you think about doing it even for conditional uses or B1.
So the best way would be to leave the record open for the purposes of legal opinions and research.
Okay.
And staff and agency issues that we may need to look at.
Because we could use that in the future with other questions like this.
But if I understand correctly, the public would still have to be notified and would have to be advertised before we would make any changes.
That's the question that was posed
to
me, whether or not we would have to, or could the council just by motion?
I would ask that we do.
We will close the public hearing. We'll close public comment except for the responses from staff and legal and DelDOT on the questions raised by Mr. Cole and Mr. Phillips. And then we'll entertain a motion to defer.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, to defer until we can get the answers from the one that was just listed a while ago. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
It is change of zone 1738, Atlantic Community Thrift Shop, Inc. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. Bear with me a sec.
Thrift shop.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MR medium density residential district and an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 1.46 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, also known as Atlantic Avenue, 100 feet southeast of Road 348, also known as Irons Lane, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 134, Map 11, parcels 184.02 and 185. For the benefit of the council, I will pass down copies of the survey site plan for this application. This application was heard through public hearing with the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 24th, 2013. The applicant did submit surveys and site plans with their application. The site plan depicts existing buildings, paved parking areas within the existing B1 neighborhood business district, and the proposed reconfigured driveway and parking on the AR1 and MR portions of the site proposed by this rezoning. We did hear comments from DLDOT that they referenced that the department has reviewed the site plan and has no objection to its recordation. We also heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum dated October 21st, and they referenced that the site is located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that sewer service has not been extended to the parcels at this time. The county is coordinating with DLDOT, and the project has been bid and a contractor identified. The sewer service could be available as early as spring of 2015. That a sanitary sewer lateral is proposed to be installed to each parcel's property line along Route 26. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update, Route 26 West Technical Memorandum will be required. That connection is mandatory. That improvements on parcels are required to connect within 1 year of sewer service, and that a concept plan is required. We did receive two letters and an email were received in opposition to the application expressing concerns about traffic and drivers' lack of consideration in their attempt to get into the site, and some other issues that are addressed in my report. The commission found that Karen Lesperance, president of Atlantic Community Thrift Shop Incorporated, also known as ACTS, was present with Tom Ford of Land Design Incorporated and gave testimony. Dorothy Somerville was present, not to the rezoning, to express concern about the dangerous entrances that already exist, the narrow driveways, inadequate parking, that there was some right-of-way being taken by DLDOT. Again, that her comments are in the report. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. On October 24th of 2013, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration, and that motion carried 4-0. On November 24th of 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. The commission discussed this application, which had been deferred since, again, October 24th. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1738 for Atlantic Community Thrift Shop Incorporated from AR1 Agriculture Residential to B1 Neighborhood Business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for a change of zone to B1 Neighborhood Business. It is located on the south side of Route 26. It is a reasonable expansion of the applicant's use on its adjacent property that is already zoned B1. Two, the B1 zoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There are a number of business and commercial uses located in the immediate vicinity. Several properties are also zoned C1 general commercial and B1 in close proximity to the site. Three, B1 zoning has more limited uses than CR1 zoning, which will limit the intensity of any development of the property. Four, the change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or nearby communities. Five, the site will have sewer service as part of the Sussex County Sewer District. Six, the Delaware Department of Transportation has no objection to the rezoning and has also reviewed the reconfigured and improved entrances to the applicant's existing operations that will occur as a result of this rezoning. Seven, the change of zone is in accordance with the comprehensive plan update. And eight, site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of council, since October 24th, there was a miscommunication somewhere that people assumed or understood or were advised that the application was denied. So before I have a folder, it includes 70 letters either from individuals, and of which there are 63, and I have seven letters, and so a total of 70. And those seven letters are from the Southeast Sussex Ministerium Incorporated, Frankfurt Presbyterian Church, Oceanview Presbyterian Church, St. Edmunds Catholic Church, Millville United Methodist Church, Dagsborough Church of God, and the Community Food Pantry. Now, they're all in support on
support
this application. Of it being rezoned to allow for Atlantic Thrift, Atlantic Community Thrift Shop to remain open at its existing facility and to be able to expand and redesign their parking, et cetera.
Yes.
So, just wanted you to know. It was deferred. It wasn't denied. And somebody really started going because they about wore out my printer.
Well, you know, people are involved in government.
I know people are involved. No problem. I have a problem. I just wanted you to know that it was a misunderstanding that it was not deferred. It was not denied. It was actually deferred.
But subsequently then passed, recommended.
And 2 weeks later, it was recommended. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Any questions, Mr. Lank?
And under those conditions, the passage, we now have a whole lot of opposition. Did you say you had a letter?
Now, there was two letters of opposition, and from two parties, there were duplicated letters, but they were
on
from
traffic.
Two different parties and related to traffic, the use of the property, the loss of right-of-way, which makes the building closer to, once they redesign and build Route 26, it's going to be closer to the road. Mm-hmm. There's the need for possibly relocating the entrance to the house, on the entrance of the building to the side rather than the front, to keep the pedestrian public from standing out front right next door right away.
Yes.
That was some of the issues.
Thank you.
Entrance redesign. And actually, I was advised that, if we were advised in a public hearing, that DLDOT is actually going to make the improvements to the entrances. They're going to close, there could be a total of four, there will be a total of two. The redesigning the entrance that exists and going to have an exit that goes to the east of the site so that there's more flow.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
And that'll be part of the presentation, I'm sure.
Any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Ford.
Join me. Tom Ford with Land Design and Karen Lesperance, who is the president of the ACTS operation. Karen's just here to answer any questions that may occur on the business of this application that I may not be aware of. But basically, this site, we have a 1-2-3 item here that we need the rezoning for this particular group. They've been in situation for 25 years. And the ACTS is a nonprofit, all volunteer, no salaried employees. It originally was sponsored by four churches. It's now 20 churches. It supports numerous charitable organizations and so forth. And it's been successful. The property admittedly was never master planned. And just about every inch of it is being used at this point in time for storage of materials, receiving materials and goods and so forth. And opportunities arose to purchase the adjacent parcels. Discussions were had as far as should they go conditional use, should they go B1, but their property is already zoned B1. The property adjacent to them is zoned B1. The area that it's being located on Route 26 is slowly but surely becoming commercial and B1 property. Within 3/4 of a mile of this property, there's over 20 different businesses, and we're not just talking small businesses. We're talking major lumber yards, food stores, dispensaries, antiques, so forth, pharmacies, gas stations, and so forth. The third item, that was number two, was the appropriateness. The need is number one. Two is the appropriateness of this location to be rezoned B1. And the third is we've done some due diligence with the state agencies. We've spent nearly a year just coordinating with DLDOT. Because they're doing the Route 26 improvement on the main line, there will be a third turn lane, so there would be a safe left turn right where there isn't right now. There's not even a bypass right now. So there are some safety issues. And then the bottom line is The approval of this application will help that safety, not only on the road and for the general public, but internally on the site as well. And because there's so much activity on the site and because it's so condensed and narrow and the building and the drives and everything are so close, there's just issues on site of cars conflicting with pedestrian, whereas the approval of this application, we're going to close, and it's not four entrances. There's five entrances existing along the three properties that are on, that are part of this entire complex, should it get approved. We're going to close three of those entrances down, and we're going to improve easterly to the building the main entrance to this site so that there isn't a conflict even with Irons Road intersection, which this property fronts in front of. And your plans pretty well in front of you indicate what I'm talking about. If not, I can pull out a board and so forth. I think we'll just take questions at this point. I might add just before that, prior to that, that we've had the site looked at for wetlands. We've because we're going to be putting in a pipe into a ditch area to connect the property should this be approved, we've gotten soil conservation, and we have a permit to move forward with that should it be approved. So I think we've done our due diligence that not only is it a viable, appropriate, and needy application, but it'll be a functional one according to all the other regulatory issues that we'd have to go forward with.
Any questions?
Well, and if the service wanted to move to another location at some time, and it's Zone B1, then it would accept other kinds of businesses. So I'm looking at that as well. Yeah,
that's correct.
More questions, Council?
Okay, it's seeing none from Council. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, ma'am.
Here comes somebody from back.
My name is Beverly Bigley, 34521 Tennessee Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945. As secretary of the board of directors for the last 4 years, I've seen the business grow. The needs in the community have changed. And having been in business now 25 years, this coming February, we know what the needs are. So this, being able to purchase the land, has been a blessing. And to make the revisions that we need to make to have it flow better will be a boon to our customers and our volunteers. So we hope that you will find in favor of us.
Thank you very much.
And the ownership is in the hands of, it's this organization in itself. It's in their hands individually. I'm trying to see. It's not in the churches. It's not under the name of
this organization. I assume it's a 501c.
How does that work?
The way that ACCESS is set up is there are 9 to 11 board of directors and the volunteers, and they own it.
Okay? But it's a 501c3.
It is a 501c3, and we are now connected with 20 churches. Should ACCESS fold completely and no one take my place, or anybody else's place, then the churches, all 20 of them, would own that property.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Pardon?
You're all
in favor. Would you like to come forward, just give your names and addresses for the record?
Good idea. Well, they've been here all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you for having us. My name is Evelyn Tennant, and I'm the vice president of the Atlanta Community Thrift Shop. I've been with them for many years. I think we do a wonderful service to the community. As our president had not mentioned, she was going to mention, we actually distribute about $200,000 every year out to Sussex County to help many, many people. And I'm hoping that you'll appreciate that, because we certainly know that it's a need, a great need, and more so today than it ever has been. Thank you for having us.
Okay.
My address is 29424 Spyglass Lane, Dykesboro, Delaware, 19939.
And as any of you make comments, if you could address the issues, because we're in the land use decision-making role, and if you would just address, does this improve or not improve the traffic conditions, pedestrian conditions, those kind of things, because that's what the council has to look at for their decision.
My name is Donna Robinson, 36403 Park Circle, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970. I think if this is approved, I think with the improvements that is proposed by DelDOT, I think that's going to be a great safety issue, and that seems to be a lot of concern, and I think this will be a big help.
My name is Lois Smith, 35586 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975. I'm on the board. And my concern here is a safety issue. Not only is the traffic heavy in the back for parking, but we have the pedestrians. The pedestrians that come out after they've parked the car, my concern is the safety. Mm-hmm. So I would hope that you would approve of that for safety there.
Thank you.
Teresa Piscati, 32724 Blackwater Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945. I am the treasurer of ACTS. I know I'm not supposed to repeat what somebody else said, but our main concern is safety. We have actually had vehicles park on the road. We do not want this. We want this property zoned so that we can allow people to park on this property. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and with council's approval, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council, close the public comment. And Mr. Moore, if you read the short title, please.
Yes. Here it is. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district and an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.43 acres, more or less, land lying south of Route 26, Atlantic Avenue, 100 feet southeast of Road 348, Irons Lane, Tax Map ID 1-34-11-184.02 and 185.
Make that motion. Second. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to approve the change of zone 1738. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and it includes traffic improvements. And I also would like to say my reasons are the same reasons as the commission gave.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. We're having major improvements done to Route 26, and with that and the elimination of some of these entrances and the growth and the success of the Atlantic Community Thrift Shop, I think the change of zone is appropriate.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, in some ways, I wish we didn't have that need, but we do here in Sussex County, and it's very humbling to have you before us today. And I thank you for all you do, And it's certainly an honor to be able to vote yes for this. I wish you the most success.
Based on the reasons of planning and zoning and with the issue that you brought up, the safety issues, the closing of some of the entrances, which would be a good thing, I will vote yes, motion carried. And thank you very much for all you do for your community. We appreciate it.
Now, y'all better get back to work because I'm sure nobody's there.
Entertaining motion okay. To adjourn.
Yes, so motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Tom, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I mean, yes, motion carried. We are now adjourned.
The word nurture.
You were